A gym in southeast Oklahoma City trains young athletes on how to throw jabs and uppercuts. But Sims Boxing Academy is more than just a boxing gym. It also provides young people with tutoring and a safe place in a high-crime community. The following story was produced by Oklahoma State University student Victoria Ribeiro as part of NPR's Next Generation Radio project.
Right.
Grew up in Hendersonville, North Carolina, which is a little small town in North Carolina. Single parent mother, but with that being said, my aunts, my uncles, my grandparents, they all lived in the same town. I'm a true reflection of it takes a village to raise a child. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be the village for this neighborhood. We're more than a gym. We are. You know, if these kids get in trouble, they'll tell you that they're not, boxing is out of the question until they get whatever was wrong right. Whether it's grades, whether it's disrespecting mom, disrespecting, that's not the priority here. Building these children up is what our priority is.
Come on. One, two. There you go. I'm all right, good. I got an iron chin. Go.
Oh, we offer get off the streets. We do a Christmas party for the kids every year where we give out gifts, and usually the gifts are donated. We give them meals throughout the summer. Matter of fact, probably here in the next 30 minutes, we'll be feeding them meals.
What happened? You ready to eat? They can get their own meal. Come on, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. What's your name?
Antoine.
Antoine, nice to meet you.
Listen to the command. Three.
The at-risk youth, we're just ensuring that we instill discipline.
One, two. One, two.
But not only do we want them to respect us here in the gym, we want them to go home and respect their parents also. Respect their teachers. Respect the store clerk. We want to show respect. No matter how wrong the law enforcement is going to be, we're going to teach our kids to be respectful. If you tell you put your hands up, put your hands up. If he comes up to you, start asking questions, no, sir, yes, sir, no, ma'am.
Right? Because ain't nobody going to let you sit here and go off 10, 11 times. But if I get off three punches, I pivot, I want to throw something else. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Got it? Go back.
I always tell them, you already got two strikes against you. They're black and they're male or female. So don't let that third strike because he's having a bad day.
Pivot, throw one, two. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Automatically.
Spending 26 years in the United States Army, being all over the world, not all over this country, being a teacher right now in the Oklahoma City Public Schools, I can relate. I have three children myself.
Just to make sure.
But most importantly, we give them mentorship. Somewhere that they can, you know, they call a coach. If they're going through something, they can call a coach. We go to all of their graduations. We make sure that, you know, one of or both of us attend their graduation. And that's the biggest joy of it all, to see them walk across the stage and actually get their diploma.
Just to make sure,
okay, if I'm going this way and I say pivot left, I'm pivoting to my left. Pivot, one, two. Got it? If I say pivot right,